I'm joined here by Barry Ward. Barry, your team have been defeated by 1 point in Ulster Minor League semi-final by Down and a very blustery Father Tierney Park here. You were 6 points up at half time, but just couldn't get going in the second half. What was your verdict?
We didn't start that well. I suppose we left three or four scores behind us there in the first 10 minutes, but we settled into it very well then for the next 20 minutes, and I thought we were excellent. We really direct running and passing, you know, everything was very accurate, and we took some great scores. And I think just that the goal, Down's goal at the end of the first half, was a big turning point in the game. It gave them a foundation for the second half. You know, it gave them more belief going into the second half, where we were controlling it up to that point. So I think that had a big bearing on the game, and wouldn't be happy with the nature of the goal. I think we were in control of the situation on a number of times, but we're just accuracy let us down.
Yeah, you often describe games as a game of two halves, and you say it's a strong breeze, and maybe people don't quite understand when they're not at a game just how strong the breeze was, but you're seeing players missing 13 metre frees on both sides. It just showed how strong it was.
That is the key. Look, both teams missed 14 hard free kicks, so that's what you're talking about. Going up to strike a ball, it was, you know, it was even, I think one of the lads was saying, but you dropped it from your hand to your foot, the ball was moving. So but it was the same for both teams. And look at I thought we were, as I said, we were moving very well in the first half, and I think we were well worth that 9 point gap that was between the teams. But the goal, look, it brought that back, and we were lucky we tagged on a nice point at the end. But it gave Down real belief then for the second half.
Yeah, and there was a penalty decision in there as well. Down had missed a free. It came back to their centre half forward, and he was met with a strong challenge. A couple of your defenders felt that it wasn't a penalty. I suppose the Down fellas probably felt it was a penalty, but it was a big moment because it gave them the lead.
Yeah, it was. You know, they were probably struggling to get scores at that stage, and we were controlling it well. But look, the penalty came. I look, it's a split second decision. I don't know either way, but look, it's something we can't control. So look, that's what it is. That's what the referee's job is to do. So look, we'll move on from there.
Yeah, and you went 2 points down, and I suppose you had gone along. It's a period of time then without getting a score. But in fairness to your team, they didn't drop their heads. They kept battling to the end. You had a goal chance. You got a free from Conor McCahill. And you know, you push for that leveller, but it just didn't come.
In the last 10 minutes, I thought we really pressed them, and with that breeze, it was brave. Because any ball over the top would have put us in trouble, but we really backed ourselves, and we were unlucky. There was a couple of instances there where, look, we were probably in, and again the breeze just playing with guys' minds. Could they make the distance, you know, because it just was very gusty. It had calmed down and then a gust, you know, so look, guys were wondering should they take the shot on or not. But it is what it is. It wasn't for us today.
So you move on now towards the championship. That's in a couple of weeks' time. We're still waiting on the details of who you're going to be playing in that, are we?
Yeah, waiting. I think the draw will probably take place tomorrow night. Now that they have the league finalists and that sorted out. So look, we could be back in with Down again. So it's funny, you could end up with a lot of the same teams you were playing. So look, we'll see what we get in that there, and we're looking forward now to 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, you're still a couple of men short there today that didn't play. What's it looking like for getting a couple of men back on the pitch?
We've looked at the programme we had ahead, you know, and if we had won today, we would have been out maybe for the next 5 or 6 weeks in a row. So, look, just guys weren't. We didn't want to chance certain guys today, and I think that was a wise decision. You know, talking with George, the physio, and that, it's just making sure guys were 100% before they take to the pitch. And it was a great opportunity for us. We had three guys started today who hadn't got football in the league previously, so it was good to get a look at them. And we had another couple of lads come on and done well. So it's going to be a busy championship schedule, and we've got to look at a lot of players over the league. And I think it's a balancing act, I think, between both. And look, we're not in the league final, but we're in a good position.
Thank you very much for your time, Barry.